Hello. I am Alicia Richard, and thank you so much for tuning in to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams in your mind, your body, your soul, and in your business. So I am going to hop into today's episode. However, if you hear something in the back, I just have a next door neighbor and they are literally mowing their grass. And I'm like, OMG, let me make sure that I get this podcast episode in today. So if you hear a little background noise, then that's what it is. All right. So let's hop right on in to my favorite workout for the week. One of the things that I really enjoyed doing lately was jogging outdoors. So I went to a local park and I did like a 40-minute cardio run, and it was so refreshing to feel the wind blow just against my face. It was really a time when I did my jog, a time for me to really connect with nature, to connect with God, to connect even with the squirrels and the trees and just everything that I have been just connected to lately. My jog has been very, very invigorating, and it has given me like a lot of energy. So I am so thankful for my morning jog. I actually did it this morning. The next thing is I actually enjoyed, of course, my fruit and vegetable juices. So make sure that you write this down, because this is a very, very good fruit and vegetable juice recipe, especially with watermelon season coming up. So I had a 2-ingredient juice, which was literally just watermelon and strawberries. And OMG, did that juice taste so good. So it was really, really good and refreshing. My affirmation for this week really has been to be enlightened. And really, I'll explain a little bit of that. But my just affirmations this week have really, really been changing. So I'll talk about my own personal growth a little bit later, but the affirmation is to be enlightened, or I am enlightened. And I have been saying that literally for the past 2 to 3 weeks. So let's hop right on in to this week's episode. I'm going to be talking about the 5 ways to be more creative. I have been reading the book The Artist's Way, and that has really opened up my imagination to the different possibilities of really, really being creative as a creative entrepreneur. And I wanted to bring the 5 ways from reading this book and my own thoughts of how you could be more creative in your life and in your business. So the top thing that I have been doing lately, and I would recommend for you to do, is to meditate. And OMG, have I been meditating, y'all, and it has literally been changing my life. I've been feeling so much energy from it. So once you meditate, you don't always have to sit like crisscross applesauce. What I've been learning is really just find like a quiet space. If you just want to sit like in your chair and just close your eyes and just kind of just be. You don't really have to say anything. You don't have to hum anything. You don't really have to do anything, but really just meditate. Like really just put your phone away and really just put yourself somewhere. It could be in your home or even outside. You can meditate when the sun rises, or you can meditate when the sun sets. You could really just fall in love with something that is different, because when you meditate, that actually helps you to silence so many things and actually helps to activate your creativity. So really just taking time to just focus just on nothing, just being present in the moment. So one of the top ways that I would say to open up your creative genius is to meditate. That brings me to the next one, to fast. I'll say that again. So if you really want to open up your creativity, one of the main things that you could do is fast. So you may ask, okay, Alicia, what am I fasting from? Well, there are different levels of fasting, but when you really deny yourself one thing, you actually open yourself up to another. So when I'm talking about fasting, it could be something as simple as fasting from social media, because a lot of times you are so bombarded with other people's activities, with other people's creativity, with other things that other people are doing. And if you could really just fast from social media, fast from seeing what others are doing, so that you could tap into what you are doing. You could also fast, let's say, if you have a favorite food, right? You can say, well, this week I'm going to fast from maybe drinking sodas or maybe eating carbs. You could fast from fried foods. You could fast from so many different things. You could fast from watching Netflix. You could fast from being on the couch for several hours. There are different ways that you could really just incorporate fasting in your life. So I'll talk about one of the things that I've been able to incorporate fasting in my life is I challenge myself to fast one day a week. So on my spiritual path and on my spiritual journey to being more creative, I've decided to fast, to really not just eat just to eat, but really just to eat more when I am hungry. So my challenge that I've been doing for my own personal growth and spiritual growth and to be more creative is to actually fast. Lately, I've been fasting until like maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock, one day a week, and it's really been helpful. And then once I got to the end of the day, it was almost like, whoa, I really don't need to eat, and eating became an option. So the other thing is I also have been fasting from social media. So I have not been consuming social media as much as I was. So those opened up creative channels. So I want you to actively decide to fast. What is that fast from? It may be chips. It may be social media. It may be sugars. It may be salt. It may be soda. It may be from talking to certain people that actually drain your energy. Because when you redirect your energy to something else, then you could open up your creative channel so that you could do something else. The next thing that you should do is to explore other ways of being creative. So if you actually want to be creative, do things, other things besides the activities that you do within your business. So say, for instance, what I want you to do now is to go against your normal, because as an adult, we have so many different programs. We have where I know that my program is I have to wake up in the morning. When I wake up, I do my workout. Then I take my son to school. Then I come home and fix my juices. Then I go to work. Then I work all day long. And then I create content. And then I pick my son up from school, and then I cook dinner. So all of us are used to a program. So what I want you to do is I want you to go outside of that normal program that you do. So even if it's an hour or 20 minutes or a day, I want you to go against something that you would normally do. So say, for instance, if you have a Saturday where you are not working, instead of spending your entire Saturday on washing clothes and folding clothes and doing the dishes, maybe you could take a walk outside, or maybe you could paint, right? Because a lot of times painting, a lot of times I've seen people do like the wine and design. Well, how about go and purchase a canvas from Target or from Walmart, get you some paint brushes, and really just begin to just paint whatever is in your mind, or be inspired by another artist. Then that way you can use that as an opportunity to be more creative. So I would say definitely do something like that. Go against the norm. Maybe you could begin to write or begin to journal. So being creative also involves going on a walk in nature. You could also go on a boat ride. I'm just giving you just different ideas of things that you could do. You could also go to a local museum, right? So going against the norm, that brings me to my next thing of taking yourself on a date. Now, when you take yourself on a date, I want you to take your own self to lunch. I want you to take your own self to the museum. I want you to take your own self to a local park. I want you to take your own self to the local zoo, where you are not incorporating your kids. You're not incorporating your husband. You're not incorporating anybody, but you are taking your own self on your own creative date. And I want you to dress up. I want you to look nice. And I want you to just enjoy and absorb the moment. Because if you take your husband, or if you take your significant other, or your dog, or your significant friend, then it becomes, oh, that person wants you to go this way or explore that instead. Or your dog may say, wow, I want to stop for a second and just sniff the flowers. And when you are taking other people and allowing them to be in your energetic space during that time, then you're no longer catering to your own creative needs, but now you have to pay attention to someone else. So that brings me to my point, is to take yourself on a date by yourself. By yourself. And when you do it, tell your spouse or tell your kids, hey, this is time. This is mommy time. This is my time. And begin to take yourself on a date. The date, as the book recommends, could be once a week. But maybe your schedule won't allow you to do once a week. Maybe you could do once every 2 weeks. Maybe you could do once a month. So take yourself on a date. That could even be letting someone else polish your nails. That could even be letting someone else do your pedicure, letting someone else do your massage. So I would say take yourself on a creative date and allow yourself to be in another zone. Because when you are in another zone, then that way it allows you to open up in other areas. And if you really want to be creative, those are some of the things that you need to do. My last thing is for you to exercise. I know that I say this a lot because I am a very active person. And what I want to encourage you all to do from here on out is to incorporate working out into your daily schedule, whether it is 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or 20 minutes. I cannot tell you the amount of downloads that I have gotten from just working out. When I work out, for me, I feel like that is when God speaks, because I am allowing myself to go into different body movements. And working out isn't always just being on a treadmill, but working out could also be on the elliptical machine. Working out could be through yoga. Working out could be doing Qigong. And that's another form of working out that I have enjoyed doing. Another form of working out could be Pilates. I actually enjoy Pilates, and I would encourage you to do Pilates, because Pilates is another form of yoga, but it's just different. I know that yoga kind of resonates with me a little bit, but a lot of times when I've been doing yoga, I really got tired of doing downward facing dog. So I was like, okay, I don't think yoga is really for me right now. So I want to encourage you to begin to exercise. Also include lifting a little bit of weights. A lot of times I enjoy lifting weights because it gives me a lot. I feel myself being stronger. And when I say I'm stronger, I like to put it in a sense of I am lifting weights because I am strong enough to come against anything or any negative energy, any negative thought. I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better. And lifting weights, and I don't mean like going out lifting like 150 pounds or 300 pounds or something like that. I honestly do not lift no more than 30 pounds because I don't want to tear up any of my muscles or ligaments or anything like that that are in my body. So I do limit myself on the amount of weights that I do lift on a daily basis. But those are just some of the different exercises that you could do to really just open yourself up to be creative. I know a lot of times on your creative journey, so many people talk about so many different things, but I honestly believe that if you want to really open up your creativity, it is being creative. You have to activate all things. And when I say all things, I mean, it's all about what you eat. If you want to be really more creative, if you eat foods that are healthier for you, a lot of times people use foods that are of a higher vibration, which are foods like your fruits and vegetables and salads. So, and not eating or consuming any meats, right? So if you really want to be more creative, it has a lot to do with your lifestyle. It has a lot to do with what you are doing on your free time. So if you feel like you are a little more bombarded, as in, oh my gosh, I feel so drained, I don't feel my creative flow. Once you begin to just move your body and feel that energy, you begin to feel source or God or whatever you call it, you begin to feel that presence. And that's one of the reasons why I totally enjoy working out, because it allows me to move my body in ways that I've never done before, and it allows me to think differently. And also when I sweat, I just feel so much better. I feel more creative, that I can just do more and be more. So just to do a quick recap on 5 ways to be more creative is to meditate. Find a time where you can meditate, either in the morning, in the afternoon or at night. For me, my schedule has been really, a lot of times I would meditate in the middle of the day, and sometimes I would do like an active meditation. I actually downloaded two apps that has really, really helped me. The app number one has been, let me open up my phone. The app number one has been Breathwork. And breathwork has really helped me because it allows me to actually connect with my breath. Now, what I have been learning is that you cannot live without breathing, but you could probably live without certain things in your life. So I want you to begin to meditate, at least take 7 minutes. It's recommended that you do at least 20 minutes a day, but just starting out, and because it's not a part of your daily routine, just at least meditate for about 10 minutes, right? 15 minutes, whatever resonates with you. The next thing is to open up your creative flow is to exercise. Make sure that you are getting at least 15, 20, 30, 45 minutes, whatever it looks like to you. Take yourself on a date and do it by yourself. The next one is to fast. You can fast from social media, fast from certain foods. You can even fast half a day or a whole day from food altogether. The next thing that you could do is explore other ways of being creative, like painting or writing, or you could take yourself to a museum or express yourself through another creative way. Maybe write poetry or begin to start a podcast or record some videos. So there are several ways for you to be more creative. And these are really just a few of the ways that I have been doing recently that have really, really helped me to connect with my inner goddess or my inner self, whatever works and resonates with you. So again, thank you so much for listening to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. My dear friend, remember to fix you a fruit and vegetable juice and begin to just immerse yourself in the goodness of those fruits and those vegetables. I encourage you to make sure that you work out every single day. If you can't do it every day, at least do it 3 times a week until you are actually to every day. Last thing is, make sure that you meditate. And make sure that you pray. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that it finds you in a good headspace. And remember to always just come back. Come back to the podcast, because we are literally loving and growing and living. Make sure that you share this podcast episode with at least one of your business besties. And just share it with her and say, hey girl, I think you would really enjoy listening to this podcast episode. Thank you so much to all of my creative entrepreneurs, and I cannot wait to see how you grow in your life and in your business. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.